Mental health can be extremely complicated, and when it comes to marginalized populations, it's important to consider how treatment can be adapted to fit cultural standards. In her recently published study, UGA faculty member Rosalind Denise Campbell asks this question: are we speaking the same language? In her study, Revisiting African American Idioms of Stress, she asks how language can factor into treatment and understanding regarding mental health issues in the Black community. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your study focuses on differences in language regarding how African Americans classify mental health issues. Can you talk about these differences?
Yes. What we should recognize is that everyone has a different way of talking about what's going on with them. I think a lot of times we as clinicians and researchers have very medicalized ways of describing different conditions, different disorders. And what we don't realize is that many of the people that we're speaking with, our patients, our clients, are not familiar with those medical models. That's not the language that they use to speak about what's going on with them. And then when you add a layer of cultural difference on top of that, you're talking about an even more complex web or system of the way in which people communicate.
Sure. Well, how do these discrepancies in language lead to a larger issue in how mental health professionals can help care for African Americans?
When you're thinking about helping people identify any distress, any mental disorder that's going on with them, if you're using one set of terms or a particular type of language, people who are experiencing those things are not going to recognize or see those things in themselves. In the same way, the clinicians are not recognizing how those individuals are speaking about what's going on with them. So if there's a mismatch, you're going to have clinicians and other professionals not recognizing these things in individuals. You know, people are missing each other in terms of communicating and understanding what's going on.
So you mentioned these mismatches. Can you give us some examples?
If you look at some of the literature that exists describing African-American mental health, mental illness, and well-being across generations, you may find that older African-Americans feeling low, having low mood, feeling sad, they may describe it as the blues. But in our younger generations, they're actually using the terms depression. African-Americans are more likely to describe what they're experiencing or view it as a condition and not so much as a particular disorder or thing.
I wonder if, especially in the older demographic, if there's some pride issues going on.
Right. There is a bit of pride of, you know, we went through, you know, the atrocities and the horrors of slavery. To say that I'm feeling low or I have the blues is almost shameful in a lot of ways. But it's also a bit of distrust of the medical profession and professionals, you know, having to treat themselves for so long that, you know, they think that that's what they're supposed to do or that's how they're supposed to address any issues that are going on with them.
Well, in an article outlining some of your research, you mentioned that this study raises some important questions. What are those questions?
Essentially, the questions are we recognizing our clients as complex beings who live multifaceted lives? You know, are we seeing the lived experiences of people and not reducing them down to medical terms or our own understanding of what disorders are? Even within African Americans, there's so much diversity. Are we, you know, capturing that diversity in the questions that we ask, in the instruments that we design, in the interventions that we try to administer?
Sure. Well, clearly these findings are important. Can you describe how you think this study could be expanded upon further?
It's really just about doing good, thorough assessment, asking people more detailed questions, spending more time with them, and just taking more time to really understand who our clients are, who our patients are.
Rosalind Denise Campbell is an assistant professor in the University of Georgia School of Social Work. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.